Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega, members of the committee. I didn't really come here today to speak on this bill, but seeing as I am here, I do have some concerns about what is going on in our food supply. I've heard on the radio, I believe I've heard things about there's some concern about some of the genetically engineered crops that we have that may be affecting our bee supply of bumblebees, but I'm also concerned about going to the store and knowing what you're actually getting when you purchase something. And so I will support what he's trying to do. And, you know, if something is genetically modified, I have a concern, too, about, you know, if they're going to start raising genetically modified stuff in the ocean. It's, if they keep it in the cage, you know, that's not a problem. But when this stuff escapes from a cage and then starts to mingle with the wild populations, such as with salmon, then there could be some concerns there as well. So, and, you know, we're not just talking about raising salmon today. Of course, it would be nice if we could manage our fisheries and bring some of our fish species back so we didn't have to worry so much about trying to put pens in the water where we used to be able to go out and catch fish on line, but because there's talk of, you know, raising ground fish in pens and talk of raising halibut in pens, and I think halibut is one fish that, you know, of course, some of these fish, it's the growth, the salmon, they've done something to the salmon, they've managed to make them grow. It's either the way they feed them or something, so they grow faster in the pens than they do in the wild, or they figured out, and they're working on that with the other fish species, but some of these other fish species, they have to hold them too long in the pens to really make it a marketable process right now. But if you genetically engineer things, then we could be looking at genetically engineered halibut and that type of thing out here in 10 or 20 years, and so my other thought is what kind of a world are we going to leave for our children? You know, I had a world where I knew that when I bought a carrot at the store that the carrot was grown in the ground. It was, you know, a natural good old carrot. But, you know, what are we going to have in the future here? So that's my comment. Thank you.